Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. For many Americans, football is as much a part of Thanksgiving weekend as turkey and mashed potatoes. And on Thursday, fans were treated to more than 9 hours of it.
Antonio Cromartie with his third interception of the season.
And this is what's going to be called quarters coverage. You divide the field in quarters.
Team rivalries can sometimes split families apart, but everyone seems to agree on one thing. Those play-by-play guys can be annoying.
Is that quarter coverages?
That was quarters.
Yeah, well, 75 cents had a shot at it back then.
Tonight, the NFL Network is trying something different. It's rebroadcasting one of Thursday's games without the announcers. The commentary during the game will come largely from the people on the field. The players, coaches, and referees, all providing their own narratives.
Thursday night football, all eyes on us. Everybody's watching. The whole world is watching.
Here come the New York Jets, baby. Here we go.
Rob Gehring is the producer behind this massive project, and I caught him in between edits at the NFL Films Complex in New Jersey. More than anyone watching the game this past Thanksgiving, Gehring had the inside scoop.
We're talking about, you know, 13 players and coaches wired, and I actually had all 13 wires at my disposal so I could listen to every wire as it was happening live. So I was making notes to myself kind of from a storytelling standpoint to start to figure out, okay, what are the great things that I'm hearing? What do I want to make sure is going to be in the show?
Keep the hammer on these guys. Keep pounding these backs. They get through the line. Great short tackling.
The game pitted the New York Jets against the Cincinnati Bengals. The two teams boast some of the biggest personalities in the NFL. Jets head coach Rex Ryan can be charitably described as uninhibited. And the Bengals have a wide receiver with his own reality TV show, Chad Ochocinco.
Ocho came by that sideline a lot, and he chirped a pretty good amount. And him and Rex had some really good fun-loving exchanges. In fact, Ochocinco talked a lot throughout the whole game, and you really get an idea of the emotion involved. They have this passion for it, and you don't get that in a TV broadcast, I don't think.
So what does Rob Gehring hope to accomplish by taking away the play-by-play announcers?
I think what I want people to take from this is a little bit more of a connection to the players. And I think being able to hear what these guys go through during a game, I just think it's really invaluable for being able to really appreciate what NFL football is all about.
He's got a touchdown! He's got a touchdown. Go, 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 Brad.
Jets are soaring high, baby.
The NFL Network will air its announcer-less game tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Producer Rob Gehring is probably still hard at work on it.
We've had all hands on deck here since about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning right after the game. And we've pretty much just been working nonstop since. But we've made our way through it all, and we're hoping that it's something really special for the audience.